9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
Than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
to say to you, pal. Indeed.
Harley Ray.
Soon the mat will meet your face. And you'll go down in disgrace. A second place. Harley Ray.
I hope y'all feel like having some fun today, because Jackson, we're going to have it, man. It's Father's Day weekend, and we're going to start celebrating right here and right now. We are going to have a stone gas, honey, and you can bet your last money this one's going to be rocking, rocking, and rocking. Oh, man, I got a lineup for y'all today. It's just going to be outrageous. Outrageous. Do you love outrageous? Do you like being way outside that box? Because if you do, then you are at the right place at the right time. And where you just happen to be is on the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idols Worldwide Podcast. Oh, man, what a weekend we're going into. What a weekend we're going into. I don't know where y'all are living, but man, where I am in Greenville, South Carolina, the weather is absolutely flawless. It is absolutely beautiful. The grills all around town are going to be lit up and smoking, and the rest of them are going to be in the back laughing, joking. Now, y'all, I'm going to play a little something for you. This is going to be a little ear candy. Yeah, a little ear candy. I'm going to play a clip for you from my former manager when I was in the WWW. How many W's did they have back then? WWF? None other than the guiding light, the captain himself, Lou Albano. What a master. What a master. And this promo, this classic promo, is brought to you by none other than the crusher of the courtroom, Steve New, with the Stephen P. New Law Firm. If you ever need legal representation, there's only one guy to contact in the United States. Only one. Numero uno. Only one. That's Steve New. Let me give you his contact information. His toll-free number is 800-208-9169. That's 800-208-9169. Or you can go right to his website, newlawoffice.com. That's newlawoffice.com. Hey, Steve New, happy Father's Day, brother. Hold on, y'all. Get ready to hear the captain himself in about a second and a half.
Hey, let's direct our attention to Captain Louis Albano. Mr. Albano, of course, representing George Steele on this occasion and also representing the Yukon Lumberjacks, Eric and Pierre.
Well, Yukon Lumberjack, yes, but let's get down to George Steele. Let's talk about George Steele and Dusty Rhodes.
Let's talk about Dusty Rhodes and George Steele. Number one, Rhodes has been coming out here. He's been mouthing off. He's been telling you what he's going to do, how he's going to do it, how proud he is, how he wants all his little black, green, yellow, red, purple fans all to get behind him, to come up, to stand with him. He wants unity. He wants all the people with him, telling you what he's going to do, how great he is. Stand up when I talk. You look too short the other way. Telling you how he's going to do it, how big he is. But did he ever say, Vince McMahon, I'm running scared?
I don't believe we've
heard. Did he ever say, Vince McMahon, what can I do with the animal?
I'm sure that's
correct. Did he ever say, Vince McMahon, what can I do? Did he ever say that?
I'm sure that has certainly crossed.
Did he ever say, Vince McMahon, how can I, where can I turn to? Where can I hide?
Lou Albano.
Did he ever say, Vince McMahon, can I win the match?
Well, what about it? What about it? Did he ever say? Did he ever say, did Vince McMahon ever have an opportunity to say anything? Absolutely not. And why do you think that was, man? That's because the captain, Lou Albano, took over. He took charge, man. He owned that time. I loved him, man. Being with Lou Albano for a year was just amazing. They don't teach that in Harvard. They don't teach that in MIT. And in an Ivy League thing, y'all, that's the University of Albano. That's the University of Albano. And can you imagine how much fun I had as a young punk kid being up there in New York City? My birthplace, Brooklyn, New York, Sheepshead Bay, having the captain as my manager. Oh, what a gas it was. What an education it was. It's an education that is no possible way you can learn it in any school, any learning system. It ain't possible. Oh, I was a lucky kid. Gosh, I was a lucky kid. Oh, he was fantastic, man. Incredible. He was over the top. He was so exotic. He was, he was a shotgun that could go off in a split second. Oh, yeah, he owned it. He owned it, man. That's big time, see. That's big time professional wrestling. And it's big league professional wrestling. Now, I'm going to play something else for you that I know you're going to love. You're going to love it. I can promise you. Don't even think about going away. If you do, you're going to miss it. Sit tight. Hold on. Get ready for action.
Very simple. All of a sudden, we got a bunch of people writing in. This guy here comes, I don't know, maybe comes sniveling to the people, comes and cries, Roddy Piper didn't give me a chance to say nothing on the pit. Roddy Piper didn't give me a chance to do nothing. You want a chance? Everybody wants to be like Roddy Piper. You want a chance? You want a chance to say something, brother? I'll tell you what, man. Here you go. Take the little microphone. There you go. There you go. Put it in the little greasy paws. You want to do something? Then you go ahead. You say exactly what you want to say to these people. You can do it. Just a second. I want you to wait a second. I want to make you feel at home. Before we start, you want to be the big shot. You want to do all the talking. You want to really think all these people. Got yourself a pineapple. Want you feel at home. Want you feel like the Fiji Islands. Kind of like the women, you know? Kind of long, frosty hair on top, round on the bottom. Got your pineapple. You want to be a happy person? What do you want, huh? What do you want? You want bananas? You want to talk? Go ahead and talk, huh? Go ahead and talk. Wait a second. You want bananas? We got bananas. Here we go. You want bananas? Have yourself a banana. Huh? This is what you want. You want to talk? You ain't saying nothing. What's wrong, huh? You want to come up here like a big shot? What do you want? You want coconuts. Here I went. I got your coconuts. Ah, I just like, there you go. Your coconut. Your coconut. More coconuts. You want to be a big shot? You want coconuts? a big shot. You know what? The only thing I didn't get a tree for you to climb up and down like a monkey, like you want to do. You want to be a big shot? I'll get you a tree next time. You want a banana? Have a banana. What do you want, man?
Am I making fun of you?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
Man, did that take you back? I mean, did that take you back? What was I just talking about? About owning it. Owning the moment. Taking over. Taking charge. Hot Rod himself, Roddy Piper, when he was doing Piper's Pit with Jimmy Snuka. Jimmy Snuka had no chance. No chance whatsoever. He wasn't going to get squat in. Not with my boy Roddy Piper. It ain't going to happen, man, because Roddy was Roddy. And when Roddy had that spotlight on him, he was going to make sure that nobody was going to outshine him. And he was a master at it. Oh, what a classic that was. If you can just think back, if you haven't seen that, go to YouTube and check out that clip when Jimmy Snuka was Roddy Piper's guest in Piper's Pit. Absolutely classic. Well worth watching again. If you haven't seen it, well worth watching. That is big time professional wrestling. How's it stack up against today? It's a no-brainer. I mean, it's not even a fair question. Regardless of what's going on today, it ain't a fair question, man. Look, there was only one Babe Ruth. There was only one Beatles. There was only one Roddy Piper. There was only one Captain Lou Albano. I mean, they don't make them like that anymore. It's a one-and-doner. When they make that mold, then the mold is broken and thrown away. You ain't going to get a repeat performance from people like this. Unfortunately, they're not here anymore. Really sad. But boy, did they leave a footprint. Did they leave their mark? Here it is on Father's Day weekend, and I want everybody out there to enjoy their weekend. And I wanted to make this show episode 29. I really wanted to make it special. I wanted to make it memorable. I wanted to make it huge. I mean, huge. I'm talking about, like, hey, if you're going to go fishing, go ahead. Go after Moby Dick. But you better take that tartar sauce along if you do. In other words, what I'm saying is, think big. Think huge. Think so big like it's almost impossible, but yet it is possible. If you can dream it, if you can think it, you can make it happen. And that segment that we just heard, that memorable segment with Roddy Piper, was brought to you by the master of disaster himself, one of my favorite dudes, David Brown, with the famous Roof Company, headquartered in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. If you're living down there, you own property down there, you ever have roof damage, there's only one person you want to contact down there, and his name is David Brown with the famous Roof Company. I want to give you his number right now in the event you need to reach out to him. His number is 843-267-5428. That's David Brown with the Roof Company, 843-267-5428. I got something heavy duty, y'all. Major league, big time, on deck. Don't go away. Go away. You're going to miss something, man, and you will regret it. Hold on.
No, not Marlon Perkins. Hi, everybody. This is Jungle Gene Okerlund. And we are here looking for the most cunning and elusive creature on this entire planet. No, it's not Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, or Judge Crater. I could only be talking about George the Animal Steele. Now, we've had reports that he's been sighted here at the Detroit Zoological Park. And if anybody can find this man, I can. Come along, follow me if you would. Animal, George Steele. Oh, George Steele. Hey, George Steele, my goodness, am I glad that I found you. The entire world has been looking for you, and we found you here at the Detroit Zoo. Yes, that's a camel.
But George, to update your fans, when last seen you looked in perfect form for that six-man tag match. But later you became disoriented, and Captain Lou sought electroshock therapy for you that initially worked out.
How now, Brown?
But later caused a relapse. So this is where you fled to, George.
If at all possible, can you show me a little bit more of this?
No.
I'd like to see some other animals. Oh, no offense, please. Well, this is the Elephas maximus, better known as the elephant. I understand this is the Asiatic variety. George, you couldn't help but notice the trunk on this one here. That's something else. It's the female, by the way. Just to... We're looking into the tiger's den. It seems to be very, very dark in there. I can't tell. George, what kind of tiger is that?
Detroit?
Detroit tiger. He does seem a little sleepy this season. All right, these are very interesting. This is the ring-tailed lemur, George, here at the zoo. Looks to me like they're half monkey and half weasel.
Heenan.
Heenan, oh, but they're very attractive animals.
Good tail.
Now, this is one of the stranger animals here at the zoo. This is a... Oh, look at there. The hippopotamus, part of the swine family, George.
Bundy.
Bundy? Well, it's somewhat the same training program. And I must admit, there is a physical resemblance. But what about the hair, George? The hair.
Hair.
George, the Animal Steele, it has been a sensational visit with you here at the Detroit Zoological Park. George, I'm glad to see that you're... Oh, I stepped in something. George, I'm glad to see that you're feeling good, and we look forward to seeing you back in the ring.
Bye!
Goodbye, George. Goodbye!
How would you have liked to tag along with me, Gene Okerlund, at the Detroit Zoo? when he was looking for that wild beast, that wild hairy beast, you know, the one with the green tongue. He wore black long tights and red boots. George the Animal Steel. Oh, guys, listen, check it out. Go to YouTube and check that one out. It is too good. It is way too good, man. Oh, gosh. Back to big league again, man. This ain't little league we're talking about. This is big league stuff that it just doesn't exist anymore. I mean, these people were so good. They were so talented. They were so box office at what they did. It was absolutely incredible, and you couldn't wait to see more of them. And that's the key, man. That is the absolute key. I want more. I got to have me some more, Jack. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, what a good clip that is. I mean, can you tell I'm having a good time, y'all? Yeah, I am. I'm having an absolutely great time. Oh, George Steele, what a great guy he was. Oh, man, what a beautiful guy he was. I mean, you know, George Steele, beautiful. Well, you know, beauty, skin deep. But he was a beautiful guy. My George Steele, oh, I've got a million George Steele stories. But one of them is that when I was in New York and we were, I think we were in Providence, Rhode Island that night. It's somewhere up there. I don't think it was the Boston Garden. I think it was Providence. But anyway, George Steele was scheduled to wrestle Bruno Sammartino for the night. And he came down with something. He got sick, you know. I don't know. Maybe he ate a piece of bad roadkill. but whatever it was, man, he called me. We're at the hotel. He called me and said, man, he said, I'm sick as a dog. He said, I'm so sick, I can't wrestle tonight. He said, if you're good with it, I'm going to suggest that you take my place against Bruno. He said, are you good with it? I said, are you kidding? Absolutely, man. I'm going to be in the ring with Bruno Sammartino. Are you kidding? I would have paid for that, much less be paid for it. So he did, and I did, and it was great. I mean, it was great. Oh, can't forget stuff like that. I mean, just can't forget it, man. But he was a great guy. And, boy. Oh, by the way, just in case you might want to know, that clip, yeah. That clip was brought to you by Greg Weiss Promotions. Yes, Greg Weiss Promotions. I'm going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Gathering August the 16th. That is a Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I'm being brought there by Greg Weiss Promotions. So, Greg Weiss, happy Father's Day to you as well. I'm looking forward to that gathering in Charlotte. It's going to be a blast, y'all. It's going to be an absolute blast. You think I'm done with these classic promos? No, no, no. Idle ain't never done. But y'all got to sit tight. If you're liking what you're hearing, if you're digging what you're hearing, then sit tight. Don't go nowhere. I don't want to send my cousin Vinny coming after you with that Louisville Slugger. Sit tight. Shut up.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan, I remember way back when the mega powers were bonded. Yeah, you made a lot of promises to the Macho Man, didn't you? Promises that you didn't keep. I remember one specific one, yeah. You promised that Elizabeth would never be in a dangerous position. You broke that promise, didn't you, Hulk Hogan? And who had to come in and make that critical save? The Macho Man, Randy Savage, covering for Hogan again.
I can't believe it, they're moving. Oh, no, they're taking it. What's he going to do with the handcuffs? What are they going to do with Elizabeth? They have no right to touch her. They have no right to put their hands on her. They got Elizabeth cuffed. They're going to bring her to justice, too, as well as Hogan. The big boss man screaming at her, yelling at her. Wait a minute. Randy Savage, chair in hand, leaps in the ring, swings at the big boss man. Randy Savage cleaning house.
Hulk Hogan, I only come down down in your matches when it's absolutely necessary. When you're down and out, that's the kind of rules I play by. But you play by different rules. Yeah, you got to get in your grandstanding and your hot dogging, don't you? Yeah. I remember a time when I wrestled the King too. And in fact, I hit Bossman on the outside of the ring just like you. The only difference was I was doing real good. Yeah, I was styling out there like a champion. Yeah. But guess who shows up for no reason at all to get his grandstanding and hot dogging in? You, man. You, Hulk Hogan, yeah. You just couldn't stand to sit back with your feet up and watch the champion in action. Well, look at this, prima donna.
Randy Savage connects with the elbow. The elbow count of one. Two. Oh, no. Look at that. Macho is good.
Not only are you a hot dog, a grandstander, a showboat, and a prima donna, but you're a liar too. In fact, I remember a time where we stood in front of the man that does nothing but lie, Brother Love, and you told some of the biggest lies that I've ever heard of in my whole life.
I love him like a brother.
It's a lie, Hulk Hogan, and that's enough to get me hot. But what you said to Elizabeth is enough to get me to the boiling point, yeah!
I love Elizabeth.
Hulk Hogan, you say you love Elizabeth? Well, I got news for you, man. Yeah, I got news for you. Elizabeth is gonna be in the corner of the Macho Man Randy Savage at WrestleMania 5, yeah. And let me tell you something. You say you love me like a brother. Well, listen to this, Hulk Hogan. I hate you. I hate your guts. And that's what's gonna be left all over the mat after WrestleMania 5.
Y'all having fun yet? Huh? Macho Man? Macho Madness? Oh boy, huh? Was that a talent for you? Was Randy Savage a talent for you? I mean, that was just awesome. And what a moment in time in professional wrestling. The Hogan Savage thing with Elizabeth? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Man, wrestling was red scorching hot then. I mean, people were talking about it on the street. Now, you know something is hot, incredibly hot, when they're talking about it on the street. That is the key. I mean, not just every once in a while you might hear somebody say something, but when so many people are talking about, did you hear that? Did you see that? Now you know you're doing something right. I mean, now you know you got it down pat. And they had it down pat then. And Macho Man was about as good as you're going to get. And you talk about an athlete. I mean, Randy Savage was an unbelievable, incredible athlete. The things that he could do were amazing. And he was a professional baseball player before that. I mean, he was just a natural man. Just a natural. Great moment in sports. Really, really was. Sadly missed. Sadly missed by so many, starting with me. I knew Randy so well, I really did. Just going back to the Memphis days, and my good friend Lanny Poffo will be the first one to admit it. It was tough times. It was tough times for Randy, because Randy had a hot temper and a short fuse. And everybody knew it, the wrestling promoters in particular. And because of it, he wasn't a popular guy with them. Even though he was a major talent and could put fannies in the seats and draw big money, they didn't want to take a chance. They didn't want to take a chance with Randy Savage. And once again, to reiterate, I was in Memphis on a Monday night. Jerry Jarrett came into my dressing room and said, "Idol, can I talk to you?" And I said, "Go." He said, "Look, I've been talking to Randy Savage lately. and Randy would like to come in. But nobody here will wrestle him. Randy struck fear in a lot of guys. He said, "Idol, if I bring him in, will you wrestle him?" I said, "Bring him in." I mean, I said it just that fast. Bring him in. I'd never had any problems with Randy. I never really had been around him. I knew about his reputation, but that had nothing to do with me. I'm not the jury and the judge. I don't play that game. I don't play that hearsay game, what they did. They always say what. But you know something? In real life, they always seem to say what. But you know what they hardly ever say is why. Oh, he did this, she did that, he said this, he said that. But they never say why. There's always a why to the what. And I know that. And I knew that. And that's why I said to Jerry Jarrett, bring him in. And Randy came in with his dad and his brother Lanny. And the night he came in, Randy and I had a little private conference. And it was piece of cake. And I've said to him, I said, "Look, Randy, you know, I mean, tell you the truth. Nobody here really wanted you here." And Jerry came to me and asked me if, you know, I would wrestle you. I would work with you. And I said, "Bring him in." I said, "Let's do business. Let's make some money." And it launched him. It launched him. Little did I know. I mean, what if I would have said, "No, I know, I won't. I'm not going to wrestle that guy." I don't know what would have happened. He more than likely would have gotten that break somewhere, I would imagine. I don't know. I had no idea that I would be the rocket booster to his huge successful career, but I was, and I'm glad. I'm really glad. It's great to do good things for people without ever asking for something in return. It really, really is. And that was a great segment. If you haven't seen it, go to YouTube, find it. The Randy Savage Hulk Hogan deal. Go there, watch that. It is a classic. And that segment was brought to you by my good friend, Danny Story. You talk about a big league real estate mortgage loan officer. It's my boy, Danny Story at First Bank Mortgage. Danny's been in the business for 23 years plus. They do business all across the country with First Bank Mortgage. Danny is incredible. If you are looking for a loan, you want to refi. Residential now, he's a residential guru. I can promise you, if you contact Danny Story, he is going to find you the best possible mortgage loan to suit your needs. He's going to save you money. I promise you. Doesn't make any difference if it's a conventional loan, FHA, VA, USDA. He's everything you ever want in a lender. That's how good he is, and that's why I always say about Danny Story, I'm giving him the glory. Here's his website to grab all that contact information. It's DannyStory.com. DannyStory.com. And as a matter of fact, you go to his website, you can go ahead and get pre-qualified. It ain't going to cost you a penny. You can get pre-qualified right there. It'll tell you how much you can afford. And you may be surprised you can afford a lot more than you thought you could. Rates are down. Rates are down. If you're riding that fence, I'm going to tell you right now, jump off it. Get off that fence. Get on the playing field. Let's play ball. Okay, guys, I guess you're probably thinking this is over, but wrong. It ain't over till it's over, said Yogi Berra, the late, great Yogi Berra. Sit tight. Hold on. Don't go away. I got something else for you I think you're going to like. I think you're going to dig this. That's if you stay tuned.
watch tonight will talk to him regarding this.
I'm going to give you a word or two. I'm going to give you a lot more than that. Lola, you're nothing but a... You better listen to me, Lola. You better listen damn good. I had you beat right in the middle of that ring, and everybody saw it, and look what you did to my neck! Look at my neck! You're nothing but scum! And I hate your filthy, stinking guts. I've headlined every major arena in the entire country. I've headlined the Cow Palace. I've headlined Madison Square Garden. I've headlined the Spectrum in Philadelphia. Darling, I've done it all. I am the king of the road. And you intentionally tried to disfigure me. I had the figure four locked in. I had it clamped down. And then I looked up and I saw that filthy, stinky look in your eyes of hatred when you threw that ball of fire. And luckily, I was quick enough to move out of the way. Otherwise, you'd have blinded me permanently. I knew you were going for my eyes, Lola. I knew you were going for my eyes. But unfortunately, you didn't get them, but you did get my neck. Yeah, you burnt my neck, Lola. Yeah, it hurts. It hurts right now. I can feel the pain down into my guts, and it hurts, Lola. And believe me, if you've ever believed anything in your sick life, you better believe this, that when I get a chance, and I don't care where it is, Lola, believe me, I don't care where it is or how I have to do it. But believe me, I am gonna take you out. And I just don't mean out of wrestling, Lola. I mean I am gonna take you out. Believe me, I'm gonna get you, and I'm gonna get you good. I hate your filthy, stinking guts. You're scum!
Yeah, you'd be mad too if someone threw a big giant fireball in your face. Wouldn't you be mad? Well, Austin Idol was burning mad, man, at that Mid-South Coliseum. Burning mad. And Jerry Lawler and Austin Idol were hotter than that fireball was. We were scorching hot. I mean red scorching hot. It was a bitter feud, and everybody in the United States knew about it. Believe me, they knew about it. And the crowds that would come to see Lawler and Idol wrestle, man, they were getting something really, really serious and really big time. And as a matter of fact, that segment was brought to you by none other than yours truly. I always try to save the best for last. But you know what? In all honesty, I'm not going to really say that that's the best for last. I mean, all these promos that we just heard before this, man, they were all so great in their own right. In their own right, they were all classic and they were all great. You know, and it's not for me to say best for last, but you know. Having ego, I mean, we all got to have an ego. We all got to be confident, right? I mean, we have to be confident. We want to go out there and achieve success. We got to feel like we're the best. We may not be, but let's go ahead and program ourselves to thinking that we are the best. But anyway, classic promos from some people who knew what to do when they had an opportunity to hold that mic in their hands or have it right in front of them. Oh, boy. Good stuff, y'all. I hope you guys have enjoyed this show. I really have. I really hope you guys have enjoyed this show. I really wanted to do something special for you. Something that would be out of the norm. Something that's just not ordinary, but rather extraordinary. And I strive to do that not just in this podcast, not just on this show, but in real life. I love a challenge. I love going after the extraordinary, not the ordinary. Anybody can be ordinary. Anybody can just settle for less. But why? Why would anybody really want to settle for less? Settle for more, y'all. We got to go for more. We got to go for the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, all the marbles, everything. Got to go for it all, y'all. And that's my little Father's Day message here, is go for it all. Be positive. Before you jump out of that bed, you know what you're supposed to be saying for those feet hit the ground. All things are possible and all things positive. All things possible, all things positive. You can flip it, you can switch it. It doesn't make any difference. It's all the same. You go in that refrigerator, in that kitchen. If you don't have it up on your fridge, do it. I'm telling you, do it. Write it down in big, bold letters with your Sharpie. Overcome with an exclamation mark on the end of it. Magnetize the tape and Gorilla Glue it. Get it up there so you can see it. And remind yourself all the time. Remind yourself. Oh, boy. I hope you guys have gotten something out of this. Feel free to support the show. You know how to do it. Hey, listen. If you want to be a sponsor on this show, if you want to get plugged into some exciting excitement, this is where it's happening, y'all. Right here. You can send a voice message. I will get it. I may not get it the same day, but I will get it. Tell me who you are. Tell me what your business is about. We'll get to you. When you're plugged in to this show, when your business is on this show, you're going to get a whole lot more people tuned in to who you are, what you're doing, and where you are. Just look at my sponsors now. They're scattered all around the country. They are. They're scattered all around the country. Don't worry about, well, is it local to Greenville, South Carolina? Is it local to New York City? Is it local to Tampa, Florida? This is the globe. We're in the global business, man. All across the United States of America and in so many different countries. This show's getting picked up on in so many different countries. It is amazing. Totally amazing. I hope you're digging this thing. Share it. Don't be greedy. Share this show. It's so easy to do. Do it, man. Make somebody else feel good, and you're going to feel good, too. In the meantime, look west. There he is. He's coming out of the Las Vegas Strip right now. It's none other than the Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol. Yes, he's the women's pet. He's the men's regret. And, oh, Podcast Nation, you still ain't heard nothing yet. And in the meantime, you know the deal, y'all. No matter what, we all got to work together. So, Canned Heat, that's your cue. Kick it in, y'all.
eyes together.